Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time we're looking at the first episode of Be the Beginning from Production IG. It's streaming on Netflix. It's a Netflix original and actually an original, and it's also an original anime. So it's for real this time, Netflix original series. And there was a lot going on in this first episode. Okay, there's a vigilante named Killer Bee who seems to take down other killers or horrible human beings.
And he's been active for a little while. Like, right. Enough that the police department knows about him.
The RIS investigative force, whoever they might be, and enters in a, what they kind of described as like a washed up detective who's been away for a while. We don't know exactly where he's been, named Keith, shows up to this investigation as it really starts to get going.
And it is clearly like some dead girl or something in his past, which is haunting him.
And there's also a group of mysterious anime people who look very anime.
I mean, they all have wild hair colors and face tattoos and special powers.
And crazy eyes. And also a winged guy in town who I think by the end of the first episode is also Killer Bee. So, not really spoilers. And it kind of kept evolving as the episode went on to where I thought it was this kind of a show. Then I thought it was a different kind of show. Then I thought it was another kind of show.
Because it starts out fairly, I mean, it starts out like 60% anime. And by the end, it's like 95% anime.
Because, to be fair, I didn't watch the trailer for it, so maybe it's very clear from that what the mix is. But, you know, it kind of starts out, and I thought, oh, cool, this is going to be like a detective.
Procedural, almost.
Yeah, serial killer, but, the serial killer who only kills other killers. Kind of, all right, we got to, like, track him down. And, oh, we have a mysterious detective who shows up who's eccentric. Great! And then, yeah, there's...
Because it starts with, like, the quirky police force. There's the rookie-ish cop and the old-timer and some of the other members of the crew. So it seems, like, a little bit exaggerated with the killer who kills other killers. But still within the realm of general possibility with a little bit of flash and anime over-the-topness. But then, the supernatural powers come out.
Supernatural powers, tank battles. Well, not a tank battle, but a tank car Rampage. Slash car chase. And, yeah, like I said, a winged mysterious being. I mean, that's what threw me off, because at first, it was still like, okay, it's not a procedural, but they're stealing military weapons, and there's a conspiracy, and that guy's weird looking, but whatever. He's the Joker of the series. Fine. And then wings. So clearly something else is going on. And when I was looking up the voice cast, I also saw that original descriptor that they had for this show, which was a sentence, but this is from when they just announced it and we didn't know anything about it or whatever, and it's talking about science creating new humans for peace on the Earth, and I was like, wait, is that what was happening? I really wasn't getting that. I definitely didn't see that from the first episode.
I wonder if that's like actually a weird amount of spoiler backstory that You're like, oh, that's why they made these guys. But then they went evil or rogue or something. Because there are these killer bees seems to be hunting this organization. Or I'm not sure if he's hunting them or they're hunting him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it seemed like most of his targets beforehand were just serial killer a-holes.
But they were, yeah, they were trying to draw him out. But also, he almost seems as if he wants to die or he wants to be caught.
The problem is, the part where he says that, it's not clear who he's talking about. Is he trying to get the other superpowered freaks to go after him? Or is he talking about the eccentric detective guy? Because they're both on the screen at the same time, so...
Well, I think that he's talking about Keith. But I think this still points to something about... It's almost as if there's something about it that's not really in his will or, like, against his will or something. Because he transforms over the course of the episode more fully. And... I don't know, there's some conflict within.
Well, he also does seem to imply that, like, there's a limiter on him, that he can't just, like, kill willy-nilly, that he can only kill, like, certain targets, and that, like, once the guy he fights on the top of the train does a certain, when he's just, like, an unrepentant killer, then he can finally unleash his power and kill that guy. So I wonder if, yeah, he does have, like, programming from what made him like that.
Well, science created those new humans for peace, Al.
I see.
According to that thing I read. Did we even see any scientists?
Maybe one of those face tattooed people is a scientist, but somehow I doubt it.
I think all of them were created by the scientists.
Keith did know that guy who seemed...
Oh, yeah! The doctor... So maybe those people, yeah, more relevant to the story later on.
I mean, he did have the whole scene and they do have backstory, so I'm sure that guy is not totally, you know, just, I'm going to randomly have coffee and a long, meaningful conversation with the person who isn't important to the plot. But yeah, maybe he's more involved with the supernatural people less. Despite the fact that it almost, like, transformed, like, two or three times, what was your end opinion after the last transformation?
I'm not sure. I think because I'm me, and I went in knowing absolutely nothing, I was really excited about the beginning of the show, and so I'm really missing that, even though that was only 5 minutes. I thought... Oh boy! A detective show!
I mean, it definitely wants elements of a detective show. Like, crime drama is one of its tags on Netflix. They mention the police and investigation in the Netflix description. Keith is definitely like this Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock kind of eccentric detective. But, yeah, it would be... Especially with everybody having crazy superpowers, it will be interesting to see how much of the detective stuff is actual detective work and actual investigation, how much of it is window dressing for superpower battles where these police guys are also involved.
I think Keith was a good character, but yeah, how... Is he fully going to fit into this? Especially because, I mean, there are obviously some mysteries in this first episode, but at the same time, certain elements, such as the identity of Killer Bee, you know, like, certain things that I thought were going to be mysteries that he was going to have to unravel aren't there. But he's a good character. I mean, he's got a great voice. It's Muta. And... His character design is, like, half L, half... What's his name? From Psycho Pass. And I just feel like he was such a strong element, but I don't think he has super magical powers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe he does, but yeah, how is that going to play out? It felt like there were many elements from other anime in here, because it almost has like a Death Note little bit in there, because obviously Killer B has supernatural abilities, mm-hmm. but the detective only has his brains and his wits.
I mean, I guess optimally, just from a little bit of the description, what I would like to actually maybe see is if B there and Keith have to like team up with basically Keith being the brains and B being like the muscle to take down this weird organization, like find out what they're doing, why they're hunting B, and like, you know, how does Keith play into all of this? Because he clearly does. And because the other, just from a little bit of like the opening and ending, Lily, the cop girl, seems to be like another main character, and she unknowingly knows B, so I wonder if like she'll kind of be the bridge and the three of them will have to, in that case you kind of get a little bit of detective work because you have the two cop characters, and then you have a little bit of the action, like almost like a good Ghost in the Shell mix, where you have a little bit of investigation and detective work, but also action and crazy fantastical scenes. Only this time it's, you know, magical superpowers instead of high technology. The problem is, once again, the more magical stuff you work in, sometimes the fuzzier and less solid the police work can be. But I feel like if it's written smartly, you can still have those elements and still have good detective stuff. It's just, it's a little trickier to fall back on the magic and let that ruin the detective work. But it doesn't have to. It's just, it takes a little more discipline.
Well, how did you feel the first episode? Did you feel like it accomplished that?
I do feel a little bit like Keith says a lot of stuff. And he has, like, this very eccentric style, but in a way, he, like, gives you, like, he gives the audience half-muttered answers and, like, more question answers than actual, like, I'm going to say this mysterious half-sentence, so you have to wonder about it as opposed to me giving you an answer. And so it's interesting. I just see a lot of signs that, like, make me wonder if the detective work is all going to be window dressing for just crazy superpowered battles that just have, like, lip service to an actual, like, crime thing. So I feel if you go into the series, you should be very much prepared that that's what's going to happen. If you, like, want what Kate wants, you've got to, like, steel yourself that you might not get it. And if you're going to enjoy the series otherwise. And it seemed a little Chinibili over the top. You know, over the top with Chinibio style. So it could be interesting, but it could be cheesy as well. Like, it definitely seems in the, like, wait-and-see category. Like, I saw things that I like, but I also saw stuff that might be potential warning styles for style over substance. And, like, flash over substance, not even style.
Luckily, because of the Netflix model, it's all up. So the wait-and-see method is, or just, hey, check out the first three, then you make your call. It makes it a lot easier, not as much of an investment to do. And yeah, I feel like I liked a lot of stuff about it. I mean, I think it's kind of a little unclear what the focus of an episode is going to be, because this was obviously an introductory episode. They were getting in a lot of characters and a lot of plot elements, and we sort of have three groups. I'd say three groups. We have the police, we have the mysterious anime people, and we have Killer Bee and, you know, anybody who might be involved with that. And there will be overlap, of course, but I feel as though, okay, so what's like a, is that going to just, that's the format every episode is going to be focusing on these three different trajectories? Or are we delving more into like Killer Bee's everyday life? Because I liked that this episode doesn't involve high school, doesn't involve, like, we got police, but Killer Bee is like, he transforms a lot, and so he goes from like a different age in here. So it's like, oh my god, is the next episode going to be like, I don't know, very teenage focused? Or no, that's never going to be an element, you know? Oh, well, I just like how much each element is going to be in there, so.
I mean, Lily was a, you know, it's a member of the police force, so unless it's like, I'm the high schooler who's also a police officer, because that's how the Royal Investigation Service works in this country. Because it is worth mentioning, it isn't in Japan. It's in this fictional country, and the and like ruled by a, you know, a royal family. So they're the Royal Investigation Service, and there's like the Royal Army and the such. So
I already forgot that. But yeah, is that going to be important? Maybe, I don't know.
So it seemed like, yeah, it was going to avoid the high schooler trap, unless once again Lily and B are also in high school. I guess maybe I misstated
what I was worried about. I'm not necessarily worried that now we will go and there will be a high school, but
yeah,
will there be some high schooler, kind of like you said, the Chunibyo-ness? Are we going to be focusing on B's deep darkness or something?
I got what you're saying.
And yeah, no, I don't think everybody's throwing on their school uniforms in the next episode. We can definitely avoid that. Watch, we're gonna be so wrong. It's a whole 21 Jump Street scenario.
All those crazy tattooed people go to high school. Nobody,
just like Bleach.
Nobody just comments like Bleach on crazy face tattoos.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter at reversethieves, at nartakiRT, and at hisuiRT.